Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking 2018 beef export numbers up next.
With more Black Angus-influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon. Our report today brought to you by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us today. We just at the end of this last week got the latest beef export numbers for November, backed up a little bit because of the partial government shutdown, at $7.63 billion January through November. We've already broken the full-year record set back in 2017 of $7.27 billion. And Dan Hallstrom says we'll get those December export numbers to finish out the year fairly soon. And when we get them, we'll see that 2018 has been a remarkable year.
Yeah, exactly, Ron. I think if you were to look at 6-7 months ago, no one would have estimated it to turn out as well as it is. We're forecasting that we'll be at all of $8.5 billion in global exports of beef and beef variety meats in 2018, which will by far be a new record. But I think the thing that's interesting about it is that it's really broad-based. You're seeing growth in most of the major markets, led, of course, by Japan and Korea, but you've also got Central America, South America. You've got places like ASEAN region with Singapore. So the broad-based demand, we're starting to really see a lot of traction with increased beef per capita consumption in a lot of these markets. So I think in that regard, it was a big success.
And you might call South Korea the shining star for U.S. beef exports in 2018.
I think what you're seeing there, you're seeing a combination of, as I said, increased per capita consumption of beef. You're seeing declining self-sufficiency, and you're seeing a free trade agreement that works well. The CORUS free trade agreement that we were able to maintain last year in its current form, we have a decided advantage there as well over some of our competitors. Add it all up, you know, the demand for U.S. beef was good to begin with, but when you have all those factors working in your favor, it makes for a growth of 45%. Last year.
Of course, not that many years ago, we had protests in the street against U.S. beef as they were doing that initial negotiation.
Exactly. 2008 was not that long ago. Everyone remembers that in our industry. But I think it's really a testament to the work of you know, beef checkoff dollars, U.S. government dollars, and a team effort from the industry to really reassure the Korean consumer of the safety and more importantly, the great taste of U.S. beef.
Japan, great year for us. I know there are worries now because of the new and revised TPP.
Correct, yeah. Japan, we had another great year, but part of the reason that it was so good was that supplies, and I think in 2019 this will be the case, supplies are going to be limited out of Australia as they recover from a drought, but they will be coming back in the next few years, so we need to be ready. And I would say, as good as the market has been in Japan, we need, and we have done this as an industry, we have let our USDA and USTR negotiators know that I think the single biggest priority we have is getting on track for a Japan-U.S. agreement of some sort that gets us on a level playing field with our competitors that are now in the CPTPP.
And, you know, within that Japanese market, I know that it's a mature market, but one that we've still got growth potential for in.
Without a doubt. We call it a Niku boom going on there now. Niku is a Japanese word for meat, so it's a meat boom in all sectors. We're seeing the convenience store sector boom, and a lot of that is coming from imported beef. We're seeing the retail, of course, food service, of course. Another sector that really is starting to emerge is the demographic of the seniors, or the folks over 65 years of age, which is a high percentage of the demographic. There's more and more of a demand for protein from that sector because of a lot of the medical studies and whatnot that have come out saying that higher a daily intake of protein, specifically beef, will help in their health, you know, the density of their bones, the calcium, et cetera. So this is another effort that we have underway to broaden that base of demand in Japan.
President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.